This is the list of investors who are participating in the retail debt market. In retail debt market, these are the participants, investor participants. One is a mutual fund, second provident fund, then pension fund, private funds or private trust, then religious trust and charitable organization having, they have the investable corpus, state level and the district level cooperative banks, housing finance companies, then NBFCs, then corporate treasuries, HUF, that is Hindu Undivided Family Trust, and individual investors are also permitted to participate in retail debt market. Now, which instruments in the government security market they are playing? Major instruments in the government security market consist of in different markets, that is government, that is primary, in primary market, there will be government bonds, okay? And in dealer market, the dealer announces the price at which the debt instruments would be brought and sold. It is also called quiet driven market. And in order to driven the market, trade takes place when the dealers can match the order to buy and the sale. Normally, the price is first offered. There will be a response by the retail or whatever we have seen, number of participants. Matching quote will be received. So based on that, the market will be driven. Normally, two types of transactions are executed in the whole debt market. Whole debt market. An outright sale or purchase and a repo traders. After the debt instruments are issued, the investor, they are traded in the secondary market. Now, coming down to understand the G-Sec. G-Sec can be held either in the following term. Number one, physical security. And second one, SGL. Physical security, where most outdated and not used much securities are available. That is physical security. And SGL means subsidiary general ledger. This is the type of account where the public debt office of the RBI, okay, this account is maintained with them. These SGL accounts are restricted only to the few entities like banks and institutions. Banks and institutions. This SGL account with the bank or PDs, that is primary dealers, who hold the G-Sec on behalf of investors in their SGL2 account of RBI, meant only for the client holding. This account is in demat form. SGL account is in demat form. The demat account is used for equities at the depositories. NSDL, CDCL, CDSL, they hold them in their SGL2 accounts of RBI. Okay. Then secondary market. Now let us understand what is secondary market. G-Sec, that is government securities, are considered to be listed or deemed to be listed after its issuance, and hence they are eligible for trading in the secondary market. And the secondary market is nothing but it is NSE or BSE. The trade settlement happens through the delivery versus the payment. delivery versus the payment, which involves the simultaneous transfer of security by seller and the payment by the buyer. This function, which function? Settlement function, performed by the CCIL, that is Clearing Corporation of India Limited. And the cycle for the government security will be settled at T plus 1 day, that is transaction day plus one more day, the transaction will be settled. Retail investor can buy the government securities from primary dealers or the commercial banks in demat format. Now, let us understand the type of securities. Type of securities. One is a treasury bill. It is also called as T-bills, that is treasury bills. This is also a money market instrument. Short-term, of course, it is short-term debt instrument is issued by the government, which is categorized under the T-bill. Its validity will be 3 tenors, 91 days, 182 days, or 364 days. These T-bills are zero coupon securities. Means there is no interest will be paid on the treasury bills. No interest will be paid on treasury bills. These are the zero coupon securities. That is why they are issued at the discount and are redeemed at the face value on maturity. Another type of security is cash management bill. This cash management bill have some generic characteristic of the treasury bill, but are issued for the maturity period which is less than 91 days. Treasury bill 91 days, 182 days and 364 days. Whereas cash management bill, they have all the features of treasury bills, but only maturity feature is that it is issued less than 91 days. Now, dated government securities. These dated government securities are generally a long-term securities. And it carries the fixed income, fixed or floating coupon rate. Okay. This can be paid on the face value and the payable at a fixed time period. Generally, half yearly interest payment is made. And the tenor of this dated security can be up to long 30 years also for the large projects. State development loans. State development loans, state government required certain loans from the market and issued the dated security through an auction similar to that of auction which is concluded or conducted for the dated security issued by the central government. Another type of bonds is a fixed rate bond. Fixed rate bond means these bonds are coupon rate, that is interest rate, is fixed for the entire life of the bond. And most government bonds are issued as a fixed rate bonds. Floating rate bonds are the securities that do not have the fixed coupon rate. Interest will be reset at pre-announced interval by adding a spread over the base rate. Now, this base rate, as I explained earlier also, the base rate of the floating rate bond issued by the government is the weighted average cutoff yield of the last three 364 days. Last three 364 days weighted average. Okay. In treasury bill, auction spreads is decided through the auction floating rate bonds, where the first issued in India in 1995. These base rates you calculated, that is very important in respect of the bond market, because that is the base rate, and that it depends on 364 days weighted average and its cutoff yield. That will be taken as a base, and thereafter spread will be added, and then rate will be, rate of interest will be decided. Okay. Another security is a zero coupon bonds. The zero coupon bonds with no coupon payment, means without any interest, like treasury bill, they are also issued at the discount to the face value, and the government of India issued such security for 90s. It has not issued a zero coupon bond after that, after 1990. Capital index bond is another type of bond. Capital indexed bond, this is linked to accepted index of inflation with a view to protecting the holder from inflation. Mehngai badh gayi. It doesn't have any impact on this rate, on this indexed bond. Right? There is a change in market, doesn't have impact. So, capital indexed bond with the principal budgeted against the inflation were first issued in December 1997. Then another type of bond is a bond with a call or put options. Bond or call or put option. This call and put options issued with clause of optionality, where the issuer can have the option to buy back, which is called as a call option, or the investor can have the option to sell, which is called as a put option, to the issuer during the currency of bond. Another type of bond is a sovereign gold bonds. Sovereign gold bonds. You need not buy the gold in the market. You simply buy a bond, gold bond, from the market, sovereign gold bond. So these bonds, denominated in multiple of grams, in multiples of grams of the gold, they are substitute for investment in physical gold. Therefore, these bonds are issued by the Reserve Bank of India on behalf of the Government of India, and they are traded on the stock exchange. These bond bears an interest rate at 2.5%, which is a fixed rate per annum on nominal value. This sovereign gold bond guarantees both on redemption amount and interest. Another bond is tax-free bond. This type of tax-free bonds, the interest earned on the investment in the tax-free bonds will be exempt from the tax. That is why it is tax-free bonds. So, the public sector undertaking such as IRFC, Indian Railway Financial Corporation, Power Finance Corporation, National Housing Authority Board, HUDCO, REC, NTPC, they have raised these funds through these kind of issue of tax-free bonds. These bonds are tax-free, secured, redeemable, and non-convertible in nature. Having understood this, let us try to understand what are the advantages of investing in the government security, GSEC. Advantages. First advantage, zero default risk, greater safety and lower volatility, various possible structures of the instruments like index linked bond and strips. High leverage available in case of borrowing against GSEC. Then no TDS on interest payment. Tax exemption for interest earned on GSEC. Greater diversification opportunity. Adequate trading opportunity with the continuing volatility which is expected in interest rate and the world over. Returns which are earned on the government securities are normally taken as the benchmark rates of the benchmark rate of return, and they are referred to the risk-free returns. Risk-free rate, which is obtained from the GSEC rates, are often used to price the other non-government securities in the financial market. Now, corporate bond market. Corporate bond market. This market is different or apart from the debt mutual fund market. There are a variety of bonds available in corporate bond market. These are plain vanilla bond, tax-free AAA minus rated, public sector undertaking bonds, and perpetual bonds that offer relatively higher return. These bonds are available across the credit quality, which is carrying the rating as AAA and below, across the maturities, that is short to long maturity, and offering a range of returns. Now, what are the range of returns, type of returns? Number one, you can subscribe to the primary issues, but they are floated mostly through the private placement. Number two, option is through bond houses or other intermediaries. It means they will show you the available inventory of the corporate bonds, where deals is happening, size, and also or the mass affluent segment, the segment which is which it belongs to. Three, the way to buy these bonds, corporate bonds, from the exchange, that is NSE or BSE, through a broker. But there are certain issues about liquidity, availability of these bonds, and understanding the effective return, that is yield, Y2M, that year to market, year to month, yield to maturity at that particular price. Fourth one is online bond platform. The inventory of the corporate bonds available on online bond platform, where certain aspects have been flagged off as per the regulatory framework of SEBI. However, there is a platform for the retail participants in the government security, that is GSEC, which is the RBI Retail Direct Guild. RBI Retail Direct Guild, that is RBI RDG, from the central bank itself, but we are discussing here corporate bond. Now, let us understand certain liquidity issues. Liquidity issues. How you can liquidate, sell and buy, right? Liquidity. The issue with the corporate bond market is that there is not much liquidity. There is not much liquidity. Because magnitude of the transaction in the equity market or GSEC market is the benchmark. Traded volume in the corporate bond market is much on the lower value, lower side. On the top of it, the transaction takes place in the large lot size. So the reason is that the big boys like banks, mutual funds, and the insurance companies are the participants here and not the retail individuals. Dealing houses in the bond market, corporate bond market, from wholesaler market in the larger lots, make the bond available in lot size, appropriate for HNI or the mass affluent segment. If there is no liquidity for the corporate bonds, despite they are listed in the BSE or NSE for the screen-based trading, the trading is limited one because the traffic flow through the telephonic conversion is known as circles, as the market is confined mostly to a few square kilometers in Mumbai. With the benefit of technology nowadays, there are online bond dealing platform which is floated by the bond house or associates. Being online, you can open the account anywhere at any time, and the minimum lot size for the corporate bond deals is usually rupees 2 lakhs. Rationally for the minimum deal size is that the bond deals are usually settled through the bond reporting and settlement platform, of the BSE, which is called as a CCIL, and this accepts the payment only through the RTGS NEFT.